This is Louis Navalier. It is Tuesday, May 6th. Okay, the stock market's on hold until the FOMC statement on Wednesday, which will be 2 o'clock Eastern, and then we'll have Jerome Powell's press conference. Whether the Fed cuts or not, it has to be a dovish statement. Otherwise, Wall Street's going to be upset. Now, Wall Street is not expecting a cut, okay? And the main reason they're not expecting a cut is everybody has concluded that the Fed is anticipating inflation that has not yet materialized, okay? Now, you got to realize they're dumping goods on America. We just got the latest evidence. We knew it was bad in March. We didn't know it was this bad. But the trade deficit rose 14.5% from February to March to $40.5 billion. So the dumping of goods is accelerating. Just so you know, the trade deficit is now double where it was a year ago, despite the fact that we've had a 23.3% increase in exports. And so this is going to cause another downward revision to first quarter GDP, because trade's a big part of GDP calculations. Now, Scott Bessent's testifying in front of the House, and the first thing he talked about was falling prices, okay? And, of course, lower energy prices. And yet the Fed is anticipating inflation that we don't see yet in the evidence. In the meantime, market rates have fallen. The Fed's way above market rates, and they could cut at least twice to get near essentially in line with market rates. And this is why President Trump says the Fed is being political. They're anticipating something that may never materialize. So this is getting to be kind of embarrassing. So the FOMC statement on Wednesday is going to be a big deal, and it better be dovish. And if the Fed knows what's good for them, they should cut rates. Now, they may not because they're stubborn, but we shall see, okay? I personally think that if we don't get a dovish statement and the market will sell off, we should get a dovish statement. I mean, because, you know, rates have been falling for 3 months now. You can see the home builders can't sell homes unless they discount them. These are new homes. And saw that owner's equivalent rent that, you know, real estate inflation is gone now. So, and, you know, Wall Street Journal pointed out that all commodity prices except for gold are falling. So, again, you got falling commodity prices, you got evidence of deflation everywhere, and they want to fight mythical inflation that hasn't materialized. And, of course, the reciprocal tariffs were postponed, except for China, of course, and although China did drop the tariffs on a lot of U.S. goods, so that was a good sign. But when all the negotiations are done, trade barriers around the world are supposed to be falling, and we're going to have freer trade. So this is very painful to get this going, but we'll see. Now, there was an interesting development in Germany today. The German parliament voted to for their new chancellor. The votes fell short. He did prevail in the second round, so Mr. Merz is the new German chancellor. But Germany is in chaos politically. The AfD party, which took second in the votes a while back, are now leading all the polls. And some AfD members have been appointed to certain committees and things. But Germany's been trying to isolate one party, arguing that they're influenced by Russia and all this stuff. And really, the AfD party is just a libertarian party that wants to turn the nuclear plants back on so all of Germany's industry doesn't keep fleeing the country. You know, just so you know, the German automakers have outsourced tremendously to Hungary, Poland, Slovakia, Czech Republic. When Ukraine cut off the gas to Hungary and Slovakia, it created some issues. Obviously, the German auto manufacturers all have plants in the U.S. and some have plants in Mexico, BMW, Volkswagen, for example. So they'll probably have to onshore more here for a variety of reasons. One is to avoid any tariffs, although there'll be tariffs on non-U.S. parts going in the vehicles, but that's another issue. They got to work those details out. And or, you know, get Bosch and all the other suppliers done to build in America. You know, Germany is in the third year of a very severe recession. This is the largest economy in Europe. And they're about to do deficit spending, which is unheard of for Germany. And about to sell debt and all that kind of stuff. But I find this very interesting. I'm still expecting a very a global interest rate collapse. We already have it in China, where rates are at or near zero. They're talking about a potential currency devaluation. When I say they, the media, Financial Times, people like that. You got Britain, France, and Germany all in recessions. So their central banks are continuing to cut. This collapse in global yields will force our yields to go lower because capital flows around the world, and it'll just force more Fed rate cuts. So I'm still in the camp of Fed rate cuts this year, due largely to the collapsing interest rates in Europe. And there's not a lot Europe can do. I mean, they really have a lot of problems. Most of it's demographic related. They're just getting old. They're losing households. Brussels is extended its influence and meddled in a lot of countries' politics, like Romania, France, Poland, even Italy, and that meddling is not welcome. Okay, so you know the European Union is hurting right now, and so I expect that no later than June, the European Central Bank will be cutting. And that'll be the eighth cut, just so you know. And they'll have to cut some more because they're not fixing anything. So we've had a good earnings season, not as good as past. Guidance is, you know, still positive, but not as good as past. And earnings are still working. You know, stocks pop on earnings but most of the time. The one exception was Brinker, the restaurant stock. It beat, got it higher, got hit. But it must be concerns over consumer spending. But I do want you to know that we still got more good earnings in the pipeline. And our best defense remains a strong offense. As always, I'll fine-tune my portfolios as earnings season winds down. But hang in there, everybody. We had a good run here. The market's consolidating a bit, but we're all waiting to see what the Fed says tomorrow. So let's hope we get a dovish FOMC statement, and let's hope the Fed does the right thing. But if they keep talking about inflation in the future that may never show up, I think that's highly controversial. The goods dumping in America, it's just going to cause more discounting. And so the Walmarts, the Costcos are going to be very busy moving all those goods. Take care, everybody. It's Louis Navalier.